questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his perfect progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from a series of Canon Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. As you have been following and listening such shows from IRIB English Radio, in this series of shows, we are trying to talk about the questions and, let's say, the doubts and misconceptions that we are receiving from different questioners all around the world. For that, we have invited Islamic researcher and scholar, Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools, to this show to help us to answer the questions. Before asking the first question, I'd like to welcome Sheikh to this show and say salam to him. Salam alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the show.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Many thanks for accepting the invitation. The question of the day is that why Imam Ali alayhi salam never requested the land or the, let's say, property of Fadak again while he was back to the power. Meaning that if it was the right of Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, and everyone knew at that time that this was something that was gifted to Lady Fatima salamullah alayha from her father, so why Imam alayhi salam never ever actually asked for that part of land, or let's say that piece or those pieces of land or properties again, and which were titled as Fadak? Before actually entering and diving into this discussion, I'd like you, Sheikh, to first introduce to us what Fadak was exactly and tell us how come that it was taken from Lady Fatima salamullah alayha. And the questioner, inshallah, will find his answer at the, let's say, end of this series of questions, where we want to say that why Imam alayhi salam never ever again asked to take it back from the usurpers of that time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talking about the Fadak, you see that actually after the Khaybar War, noble prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he of course could take the land of Fadak from some Jews over there without the participation of the Muslim soldiers, okay? And of course, it was a pure rights of the noble prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to the verse of noble Quran, it was as an imam and as a leader and the prophet of the nation. And he has a complete and absolute authority on that specific land. And of course, because of that, it was a right of the noble prophet. And when the verse of noble Quran, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ, was revealed, give the rights of your relatives and your progeny to them, noble prophet assigned it to be the property of Lady Fatima, peace and blessing of Allah be upon her. And of course, it is actually the rights of the noble Fatima, the daughter of the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, you see that it was after the demise of the noble prophet, it was actually dispute between the debate between Lady Fatima, and it is famous. We have the Khutbah Fadakiyya, famous speech which has been entitled Fadakiyya, related to the story of Fadak to Lady Fatima, arguing against the caliphate system, why you confiscated my land. And of course, in that time, if you check the history, first caliph said that and quoted the only, actually he quoted a narration that he was only maybe the listener of that and the narrator of that narration, inna ma'ashara anbiya la nurith o na la nuwarith. He quoted that, I hear the noble prophet, I'm talking about the first caliph, he said, I hear the noble prophet say that we, the community of prophet, we do not give anything inheritance as inheritance. Lady Fatima said that this is a, actually I'm quoting the gist of the story. He said that this is not a narration from my father, Noble Prophet. Actually, it is a fake narration because وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَوْبُودُ. Suleiman, one of the prophets of Allah, he inherited from his father David.
Very true.
We have many, many other verses of Noble Quran. And Lady Fatima, in that argument, she said that, why do you claim that this narration and no anybody else, none of the companions of Noble Prophet heard and narrate such a fake narrations? Yes. And it is against the verses of Noble Quran. You see that in that argument, please, I advise and I ask, of course, my listeners to go and check the khutbah of Lady Fatima in that time. It is very interesting. It contains a lot of Islamic points in that, and it is very beneficial for the listeners to study and to read such a speech of Lady Fatima.
Thank you very much. For the information of the respected listeners, I want to say that Falak was an area 140 or 150 kilometers from Medina, and it was a very green area at that time, and even the climate there was moderate and actually good. So it was, as you said, after the Battle of Khaybar, it was given to the Holy Prophet, and the Holy Prophet actually gifted it to the Lady Salam, Lady Fatima Salam alayha. And even at that time, the population of Falak, the area that actually the whole area was populated with more than 20,000 people. So it means that it was a great area at that time, a big area.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So, yes, but the question, Sheikh, is that why Imam Ali alayhi salam himself didn't ask again for that right to be back to Lady Fatima salam alayha?
You see, because Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, first of all, he was following the tradition and the sunnah of Noble Prophet. You see that after the conquest of Mecca, Noble Prophet did not ask about one of his hosts. Actually, he was confiscated by some individual. And after the conquest of Mecca, Noble Prophet did not ask about that confiscated land, its confiscated hosts. See?
Good.
And it was a tradition of the Noble Prophet, and Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to follow the Noble Prophet. And one of the narrators asked Imam Al-Kazim about this, story. Why Imam Ali did not take back Badak while he was a caliph, of the Muslim. And he was in authority.
Yeah, look, Sheikh, the answer that you are providing us with the sunnah of the Prophet, that Imam alayhi salam acted upon that, is true. But here the right of a person is being violated, like that of Lady Fatima salam alayha. If Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to look at Lady Fatima as a civilian. So her right was violated, and it was on Imam of the time to take this right back to the real owner of it.
You see, in that time, when Imam Ali was in authority, of course, of the when he was in rulership of the Ummah, when he was asking, for example, for the land of Fadak, it caused a lot of people. How could understand this story? They would accuse Imam Ali to looking at the personal rights or family rights. Okay, it was not acceptable for the leader such like Imam Ali to ask and to follow up the family rights. I'm talking about the perspective of the people, and they were considered to be a personal or family, benefits of the Imam Ali, and Imam Ali avoided that. Imam As-Kazim, they ask why Imam Ali didn't take back Fadak.
Was it asked from Imam Kazim?
Imam Kazim, exactly, okay, yes. Okay. Imam said that, لَأَنَّا أَهْلُ بَيْتٍ وَلِيُّنَا اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ لَا يَأْخُذُ لَنَا حُقُوقَنَا مِمَّنْ يَظْلِمُنَا إِلَّهُ. Mm-hmm. Briefly speaking, Imam said that we are the guardian of people and we ask for the rights of people and we take it back from the oppressors to the oppressed one when it is a right of people, because we are guardian of people. But when we talk about the right of ours as a family of the noble prophet and the pure progeny of noble prophet, the only guardian of us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. And he will take revenge or take right of our family of the noble prophet. And we do not ask for our rights. Okay?
Yeah.
إِنَّمَا نَحْكُمُ لَهُمْ وَنَأْخُذُ حُقُوقَهُمْ مِمَّنْ يَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَا نَأْخُذُ لِأَنفُسَنَا. As I said, we ask for the rights of people and we take it back from the oppressors, but we do not ask our right from the oppressors, which is related to our right. You see how, you see the nobility of this pure progeny, how noble they are. Even their rights have been confiscated, but when it is personal, for the right of the person and the individual of Ahlul Bayt or the family right, they do not ask for that. Even if that right has been usurped from the noble progeny of noble prophet.
So basically we cannot expect even Imam Ali alayhi salam to ask it, because as you said that Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said that if it is even their right and it is proven that it is their right, they will not follow it again.
When it is personal, of course. For the person of Ahlul Bayt and the
when it's personal, yeah. Yes. I mean, it's not, it's not related to the right of public. It's related to their own rights.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good answer for this. We naturally can expect such a thing from the leader of the Islamic Ummah, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, to stay silent in such an issue. But anyhow, Shaykhun, Lady Fatima at that time was not alive, even if Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to take it back. Lady Fatima was not alive. What was good of it? Because can we say that it was going to be inherited to her sons?
Maybe we can talk about the inheritance of the, you know, sons of Lady Fatima. Or, of course, politically speaking, it has a lot of message.
Yeah.
When you take back the Fadak, it means that the action and the practice of Caliph before Imam Ali was a mistake, actually. Mm-hmm. It has some political message behind that. But as I said, generally speaking, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam did not have sufficient time for doing that, because he engaged in at least three wars against the different, you know, people and communities, and it was necessary for the Islamic Ummah to safeguard the Islamic Ummah, and it was a very, you know, limited time for Imam Ali, and he couldn't find enough time to practice the, you know, practice the what is a in a perfect way, what is a, for the benefit of the Islamic Ummah. But as I said, the main answer in that is that because from the perspective of people, it has been looked upon to be a family right or the personal right of and they were away from doing such actions.
And it has two messages. One, that the caliphs of the time actually violated the right of a mu'min, a believer. So they cannot be right caliphs right after the prophet. This is something that needs to be scrutinized and studied well to see that how can a caliph of the time in an Islamic Ummah violate the right of a person, and the person actually cannot even take her right back. Second, the prophets have this right to gift something to their children, to their even, let's say, sons and grandsons. So this right has been actually legitimated in Quran, and it has been, as you said, وَوَرَثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. So these two messages are, I think, important messages that we can take from this lesson.
Yes, you're right. Talking about first part of your point that you mentioned, I would like to add to that, it is not only it was the practice of the caliphs, We have some, you know, scholarly criticized to some of their actions. You see, of course, this is the history. Look at the some of the innovations of the second caliph with regard to the prayer, with regard to the divorce and the marriage and so on and so forth. It has been mentioned, you know, it has been mentioned in the history books about the...
Mut'at al-Hajj.
Yes, some of the innovations of the second caliphs in that regard. But of course, they justify that they are even whether they are forgiven because they were in the beginning of Islam, or whether they are bit ahasana, which means the nice innovation. But anyway, according to Shia scholars, we have only one innovation which is forbidden, and we do not have other such, you know, innovations.
Many thanks, dear Sheikh, for your scholarly enlightenment, and you respected listeners for your staying tuned and listening to Q&A Islamic Beliefs. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن